Matthew Segui here from Verity Baptist Manila, and I'm bringing you a video on the topic of total depravity. And Calvinists have this doctrine of total depravity, which is a false doctrine. And one thing they talk about is this, that before a person becomes a child of God, they are capable of the worst sins imaginable. For example, pedophilia or being a serial killer. And they say that's normal and part of our flesh. But the Bible talks about certain sins that are common to man, and being a pedophile is not something that's common to man. It's not something a normal person desires. Now, we just talked about the reprobate doctrine in the last video, but I just want to focus on this idea where they think that somebody, just your normal everyday person, is just as could easily become a serial killer or a pedophile, and it's normal in their nature. That's not what the Bible teaches, though. The Bible very clearly teaches only a small percentage of people are a child of the devil. And those people are capable of the worst sins imaginable. But the normal person out there that's unsaved, they're not totally depraved, and they're not capable of the worst sins, like being a pedophile. That's not a sin that's common to man. It's not a sin that a normal person would desire or think about. It's somebody with a twisted mind, someone who's a reprobate, a child of the devil. But that is not your normal everyday person. And when you have people out here that teach this doctrine that, you know, everybody's a child of devil, they're basically saying that before God regenerated them, they had the mind and the desires of, you know, they could easily be a pedophile or a serial killer. And it's like, I wonder about that person then that has that sick and twisted mind that would say that, because I'm sorry, I don't have the desires. I've never had the desires of being a serial killer or a pedophile. That's someone who's been given over to a reprobate mind. Their mind and conscience is defiled. So the Bible does not teach that your normal everyday person is capable of the worst sins. It teaches that there's certain sins that are common to man, which are most sins. You know, even some bad sins like adultery or murder, people get angry, people get envious and things like that that could lead them to terrible sins. But no normal person has the desires of being a pedophile or something like that. That's not normal. And so what Calvinists say when they say we're capable of the worst possible sins, most people, no, that's not part of their normal desires. Their mind and conscience is not defiled. Only a small percentage of people. Thank you, and God bless.